Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Sixteen. You will hear a boy talking to a girl about his plans for the weekend. Who is the boy meeting?
I'm meeting Danny this weekend. You met him once when my uncle had that big party, remember?
Well, I remember the party. We went with your brother, but I can't remember meeting anyone called Danny.
I'm sure you did. He's my uncle's son.
Oh, why didn't you just say he's your cousin? I remember him now. We talked about football.
17.
I'm meeting Danny this weekend. You met him once when my uncle had that big party, remember?
Well, I remember the party. We went with your brother, but I can't remember meeting anyone called Danny.
I'm sure you did. He's my uncle's son.
Oh, why didn't you just say he's your cousin? I remember him now. We talked about football.
17. You will hear a girl talking to a boy. What's the girl surprised about?
Isn't it amazing? It's November and it's still about 20 degrees. I mean, you could just wear a t-shirt today.
Yes, it's incredible. I'm normally in a coat at this time of year.
It's nice that the teachers let us take our jackets off in class. They usually do.
Yes, I didn't wear mine at all today.
17.
Isn't it amazing? It's November and it's still about 20 degrees. I mean, you could just wear a t-shirt today.
Yes, it's incredible. I'm normally in a coat at this time of year.
It's nice that the teachers let us take our jackets off in class. They usually do.
Yes, I didn't wear mine at all today.
18. You will hear a girl leaving a message for her friend Adam. What does she want Adam to do?
Hi, Adam. I wanted to ask you a favour. I don't need to borrow anything, so don't worry. In maths today, when the teacher was giving us our homework, I wasn't really sure what she meant. But I bet you understood. You always do. Could you tell me what we have to do, please? OK, I hope you get this message.
17.
Hi, Adam. I wanted to ask you a favour. I don't need to borrow anything, so don't worry. In maths today, when the teacher was giving us our homework, I wasn't really sure what she meant. But I bet you understood. You always do. Could you tell me what we have to do, please? OK, I hope you get this message.
19. You will hear a teacher speaking to a group of pupils on a trip to a river. What activity are they going to do?
Right, everyone, a few words before we set off. There will be lots of people along the river, including people fishing. So please don't make too much noise. Please stay on the cycle path. Be careful of the people who are walking. Remember that not all of them will hear you coming up behind them. Ride past them slowly and carefully, please.
Now listen again.
Right, everyone, a few words before we set off. There will be lots of people along the river, including people fishing, so please don't make too much noise. Please stay on the cycle path. Be careful of the people who are walking. Remember that not all of them will hear you coming up behind them. Ride past them slowly and carefully, please.
You will hear two friends talking about a film they've just watched together. What did the girl think about the film?
What a great film!
Yes, but in the scene in the castle, you could hear the music more easily than the actors' conversations. It really needed to be quieter.
I suppose they should turn the volume down a bit.
Anyway, I knew what was happening. Did you guess the end of the story? I did.
21.
What a great film!
Yes, but in the scene in the castle, you could hear the music more easily than the actors' conversations. It really needed to be quieter.
I suppose they should turn the volume down a bit.
Anyway, I knew what was happening. Did you guess the end of the story? I did.
4.